I had a very interesting email yesterday. It was actually a follow-up to one that I got a few weeks ago. You see, I provide a service to clients and I invoice them for things I have done, services I provide. I usually invoice in arrears, which means I've already done the thing. I've already given my time, my skills, my knowledge, my experience, my expertise, and I can't take it back. It's done. And a few weeks ago, I sent out a few invoices, and I promptly got a reply from one of my clients telling me the business is a little bit tight right now, and it's going to take a few weeks before he can pay my bill. Now, perhaps a lot of people are getting these kind of emails from clients saying, sorry, we haven't got any money right now. Well, in that case, they should have notified the service provider that, hey, buddy, perhaps you shouldn't be doing the service right now because we haven't got any money. So I thought, well, a few weeks, no big deal. No big deal at all. Well, a few weeks passed, and then yesterday I got an email saying that a check, yes, he still pays by check, for half of the amount is in the post, and the balance will be with me shortly. And shortly being a fairly vague word, because is shortly a few weeks? Is it a few months? What is it? And this is not a large amount of money we're talking about here. So, and I'm thinking, when did the dog, when did the, what is that phrase? When did the tail start wagging the dog? You know, I've sent out an invoice which should be paid. End of. I've done the work. There's an invoice. There's a balance due. It should be paid. It came across that I should try this. So I phoned up the mobile phone company and I said, listen, the bill's a little bit high this month. I can't afford to pay it right now. I'll pay it soon. And they said, no, sorry, that's not happening. Ah. I phoned up my insurance company and I said, look, I can't quite afford the premium this month, so I'll pay it eventually. And they said, no, I'm sorry, that is not happening. Darn it. I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I phoned up the supermarket and I said, look, I want to order a month's worth of food and I'll pay for it shortly. And they said, sorry, that is not going to happen. One more thing. I'm going to go up to the fuel station, the gas station, and I'm going to fill up. So I did, and I filled up and I walked into where you would normally pay and I said, look, things are a little bit tight right now. You know, business is a little bit tight. Money's a little bit short. I'll pay for this sometime, shortly, soon. And they said, that's not happening. So, is it just the little guy who doesn't really have a leg to stand on? You know, the one-man band, the small business guy, the consultant type of person who doesn't really have the clout to say, no, I'm sorry, you'll pay me now. I can't delay paying my phone bill. I can't delay paying my utility bills. I can't delay paying all of the expenses that, well, which we all have. Our overheads have to be paid. So I come back to my question. Is this happening to other people? And my other question, when did the tail start wagging the dog?